it doesn't feel like Cassidy has all of momentum on their side.
No, Bad Axe had the football a lot in the first quarter especially, and then just a series ago, Bad Axe was able to go right down the field. Wes, with the help of a big penalty, was able to throw for a touchdown right down the throats of Cassidy, and I fully expect them to continue to attempt to throw the ball a little more often, trying to catch that Cassidy defense. That's a chess match, Clark, trying to keep that Cassidy defense honest, and if they're going to creep up and try to slow down the running game of Ryan Wehner, they're going to go to play action and try to hit one of these receivers like they did the last drive.
Zach Beecher ready to kick it off for Cassidy, his own 40-yard line, right to left across your radio. 39 seconds left in the first half, and he's going to boot this one down to the 18-yard line brought in by Wehner. In stride across the 35, cuts to the far sideline at the 40. Flag flies at the 41, and Wehner's brought down at the 46-yard line by number 33. For Bad Axe.
And Bad Axe is going to be penalized here, boys, on the special teams.
Holding on the return team, number 40. First down.
So holding against Mike Messing for the Bad Axe Hatchets pushes them back 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
Again, I know there's only 30 seconds left in the half, but that, again, is a very bad penalty in the sense that the play was on the far side of the field, guys, and we're looking on the near side of the field where the flag was thrown. The complete opposite side of the field is where the holding call was made. Just an absolute unnecessary penalty, and those are the little things that really hurt a football team that's trying to get some momentum and try to compete with this Cassidy team.
First and 10, single wing to the right, direct snap to Jack Clancy. Gets through the trenches, maybe out to the 34-yard line, a gain of 2 yards on the play. Second down, 8 to go. Clock winding down, under 20 seconds now. 28-8, Cassidy leading by 20 points. Bad Axe at the line of scrimmage already. Both teams out of timeouts, more than likely the last play of the first half here. 9 seconds to go. There's the snap to Ryan Wehner, looking to pass downfield, and this one is way overthrown. His closest receiver is about 6 yards away from it, and with 1 second left, Bad Axe is going to get one more chance in this first half.
Yeah, Austin Mozak, run right to his defender and cut towards the sideline. Ryan Wehner, assuming he was going to continue his route down the field. So when Wehner let it go down the field, that's about the same time Mozak decided to cut it to the sideline. Little miscommunication there, but the ball falls harmlessly to the turf. No turnover there for Bad Axe, but 1 second left in the half. Probably another pass play, Clark, and we'll go to halftime.
Third down, 8 yards to go at the Bad Axe's own 35-yard line. Single wing offense to the right, direct snap to Wehner. Back to pass again. Nothing there. Lets this one fly to about the 45-yard line. This one bounces out of bounds. Incomplete. And we have reached halftime. As the Cassidy Hawks out with 28 points, the Bad Axe Hatchets find the end zone once. And it is a 20-point lead for the Cassidy Redhawks at halftime right here on the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have all the homecoming festivities right here from Bad Axe, Michigan on the WLW Sports Network.
Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open, too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
I'm sure by now that you've heard about the Equifax data breach. 143 million people had their personal information hacked. That is just about half the population of our country. There are a few things scarier than having your identity stolen. It can ruin your credit and your life. This is Mike LePage with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We encourage all of our customers to see if they were affected by this incident. If you are a current Thumb National secure checking customer, your credit is constantly monitored for identity theft. If you are not currently a secure checking customer, we encourage you to contact any one of our offices throughout the Thumb and Bay City area and ask about our secure checking option. Thumb National Secure Checking Program not only provides identity theft protection service to keep your information safe, but a number of other member benefits as well. Please call one of our secure checking specialists toll-free at 866-862-3113 or visit your nearest Thumb National Bank location in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, Bad Axe, and two locations in Bay City. People helping people. Member FDIC.
WLAW Sports at the half finds the Cassidy Redhawks leading the Bad Axe Hatchets 28-8. Right now, we listen in to the homecoming festivities from Bad Axe High School. We listen in to PA announcer, the Honorable Gerald Brill.
Good job to all the students who got involved in this year's activities. Also, a big thank you goes out to faculty and staff who volunteered their time and efforts to make homecoming week successful. Now, introducing this year's homecoming court. The court is nominated by the senior class, and then the king and queen are selected by the entire student body. This year's candidates are Emma Cubitt, daughter of Brian and Dawn Cubitt, and Wyatt Humphrey Phillips, son of Darcy and Wally Humphrey Phillips. Claudia Fitzpatrick, daughter of Chad and Leah Fitzpatrick, and Jared Subcheck, son of Bob and Lori Subcheck. Maddie Jankowski, daughter of Ken and Connie Jankowski, and Austin Affer, son of Mike and Kim Affer. Sydney McDonald, daughter of Dave and Tina McDonald, and Joe Messing, son of Tim and Teresa Messing. Sarah Wainer, daughter of Brent and Dawn Wainer, and Ben McVeigh, son of Sean and Denise McVeigh. We would also like to introduce our kindergarten representatives. Hannah Montesinos, daughter of Brandy Montesinos and Jose Montesinos. And Hunter Deal, son of Melissa Moody and Beecher BJ Deal. To crown this year's king and queen is last year's king, Ryan Haleski, and last year's queen, Tess McManaman. At this time, I would like to name the 2017 Bad Axe Homecoming King and Queen. This year's king is Jared Subcheck. And this year's queen, Sarah Wainer. Congratulations to our homecoming king and queen and to our homecoming court.